The following Veterans Radio program is dedicated to the men and women who are serving in our military throughout the world.
From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Bob Gould.
Hey, welcome to another Veterans Radio program. This is number 967. Yes, we are. No, it's not really, folks, but we're broadcasting here from Ann Arbor, Michigan on a beautiful day. And with me in the studio, by the way, I'm Bob Gould, I'll be hosting and producing this program, is my partner for how many years? 9 years, right?
Going on 9 years.
9 years, Dale Throneberry. Dale?
Good morning, Bob, and good morning, world, and thank you very much for listening. We are coming to you live from the studios at WDEO in beautiful Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I think we've got a terrific program today,
Bob.
Oh,
we do. We do. And all these programs that we have done have been live. We don't mess. This is it, folks. You're hearing it first and foremost. And, of course, running the board, and she's pushing buttons right now. And with her curly hair is Nina. Nina, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Dale. I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, we're very happy to have you. And what a program we have. Everybody is talking about jobs, and jobs are happening. Things are now opened up. We're going to be talking about that. You're going to want to have a pen, pencil, crayon, whatever. Get yourself a pad of paper, and if it's not for you, it's for a relative, a son, a daughter, whatever. So we're going to have all sorts of job information. Dale, by the way, folks, we do retractions. That's right. Some folks, they go and they look stuff up. Hey, you didn't get it right. Okay, well, we're going to do that. Dale, he's got something that, well, we didn't quite get it right, and also something on taps. Go ahead, Dale.
I do. As you all know, every week we play a Medal of Honor segment in our program where we tell the story of a Medal of Honor recipient, and we did one a couple of weeks ago on Sammy Davis. And Sammy Davis received his Medal of Honor, and part of the description of it was that he had to swim across a river to rescue some people on the other side, and the rendition that we used said that he was unable to swim. Well, it turns out that we got a response from one of our listeners, Ed Kubik in Wyandotte, Michigan.
Somebody's listening.
Who said that you have to remember that looking up the history of Sammy Lee Davis was that in high school he was on the diving team and was a Sea Scout. So we know that he was able to swim. It turns out that he had difficulty swimming because of the wounds he had received during the battle where he was honored with the Medal of Honor. So, Ed, thank you very much for that correction. And please, everybody out there, feel free to let us know if we do make a mistake. We are only human, and we are trying to record these stories the best that we can. So, again, thank you, Ed.
And now you have some information on something that is recognized not just with our country, but throughout the world. Tell us about that.
Are you talking about taps here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes, actually, I received an email yesterday that the beloved bugle tune called Taps is turning 150 years old. And in Virginia this weekend, they are hosting a series of events commemorating the 150th anniversary of Taps, which, of course, is the national bugle call sounded at flag lowerings, military funerals, and memorial services. The highlight of the monument stands in Virginia where Taps was first sounded in July of 1862, when Union General Daniel Butterfield enlisted the help of his bugler, Oliver Norton, in composing a new bugle call for his men. Wanting a less formal and more distinctive melody, he adapted an earlier bugle call used to signal lights out. The somber notes are said to reflect Butterfield's sadness following the Battle of Gaines Mills, in which 602 of his men were killed or wounded. It is a unique American bugle call, a piece of music you can recognize within the first three notes. And we honor the people who play taps, and when we hear taps, of course, we all respond immediately, and I know it always chokes me up when I hear it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We're back on the program. We'll be on the air right after this very special PSA with the Honorable Congressman John Dingell from Michigan. Hit it, Chauncey.
Are you a veteran looking for a great career? We can help. The Department of Veterans Affairs invites you to a free veterans hiring fair June 26 to 28. VA, other federal agencies, and private corporations will be at the Cobo Center to offer valuable career opportunities, one-on-one counseling, and even on-the-spot interviews. For more information, visit www.vaforvets.va.gov/Detroit.
Oh, yes, we recognize that one. Stars and Stripes Forever. And I have to introduce my guest. Is, you know, I'm looking here at the bio that I asked them to send. It's just, it's so extensive that it would take most of the program to read this regarding the Honorable Congressman John Dingell. But I just want to touch on a few things. Congressman Dingell wrote the Endangered Species Act, the 1990 Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act. And there's other things that are involved. I really encourage you folks to go, after the program, to go to the Internet and Google Congressman John Dingell. He's with the 15th District, Dearborn and Dearborn Heights. He's been on the program before. He really likes to get out there and get that information. I don't know. I would be so tired. I'm actually tired hearing about his agenda. And Congressman Dingell says, and I quote, "America is the greatest country in the world. Democracy is the greatest form of government. And I am preserved to working together toward the common goal." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Congressman Dingell to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Bob Gould. Good morning to your staff, and good morning to your wonderful listeners. It's great to be here.
You are so strong and have such energy for the schedule that you keep. That's amazing. What's your secret?
Well, Bob, you and I, we both understand this. We work for the people. And very frankly, it's the greatest job that a man can have when you can help folks, particularly when I can help my fellow veterans. Because in the war that I fought, it was much, for the veterans, it was much better than what our current vets are fighting. Some of them have been called up away from their job as many as 4 and 5 times. I suspect there's some have been called up 6 times. So there's a great sacrifice for them, great sacrifice for their families, and one of the things we've got to do is to see to it that we address their problems of health, homelessness, housing, see to it that they have the jobs they need, and see to it that they know how these jobs can be gotten.
Well,
so this is why Secretary Shinseki is coming to town for the VA's job fair that is going to take place at Cobo Center on the 26th through the 28th.
And it's called VA for Vets, the hiring fair. What is it that, and this is regional, correct?
Yes, it's first of all, it's free. Second of all, it's for any vet who happens to have a business or businesses that are interested in hiring vets. Secretary of the VA, Shinseki, is coming here himself to show how important he views this event as being. And it's going to do a number of things. First of all, it's going to address the legislation, the Vow to Hire Heroes Act. This is in three parts. First, it's a major retraining and job search bill to help veterans get employment, because as you know, veterans are having a significant problem with employment. Second of all, it's a stimulus to business. The act is to enable business to hire veterans and make it easy. It will do two things. First of all, there will be a tax credit for business of $5,600 for hiring a veteran who has come back. Second of all, there will be a $9,600 credit for a business which is hiring a disabled veteran. So what we're trying to do here is to see to it that the homelessness, the joblessness, and the other things that our veterans confront as they come home will be addressed for them in this conference under the new statute, which is going to make it easier, we hope, for them to get jobs, to integrate themselves back in the community, see to it that they can take care of their families, have jobs, and become happy, productive citizens in a country which appreciates what they have done.
Amen to that. When did this all begin with Congress and the Obama administration? These steps to lower unemployment rate among veterans. How long ago did all this, did it have its incubation that's coming together at Cobo Hall? How long has that been?
Well, I can't tell you when the event at Cobo started, but the Congress and the President, President Obama, have been very much concerned about the fact that unemployment amongst veterans has been unduly high. Second of all, they have been, the administration and the Congress have been very much concerned that the veterans are having health problems, and there is an unfortunately high level of homelessness. And we want to end that, because these veterans, as George Washington has pointed out to us in his time, have served their country, and veterans will not appear in the future to serve the country unless we see to it that they're taken care of properly when they come home. So there is an unfortunate high level of unemployment, and I think, Bob, you understand from your days as a veteran trying to enter back into the society.
Oh, yes.
And it's a very hard thing to do. Veterans have had to submit to conditions that the ordinary citizen doesn't. And there are a lot of things that they have to get over, one of which is to figure out how they're going to get a job that's going to take care of themselves and their families and provide the future and the growth that they want for themselves.
And it's not just providing the entry into jobs. It's getting the employer educated that, hey, these men and women, you know what they do? They follow orders. They know how to get things done. And that's right. When you bring on a veteran, this is somebody that's not going to be looking at the time clock, because he didn't have that in the service. You did your job. So
You betcha.
Darn right. And I'm looking here at this. It is free, and it will be next week in Detroit. This was regional, folks, but I'm sure.
At Cobo Center.
Cobo Center in Detroit. You happen to know that? Oh yeah, you did give that link, the vaforvets.va.gov/Detroit. Now, on that event, and is there anything else that you can think of right now that the veteran can look forward to when they're going to be in Detroit?
Well, obviously Secretary Shinseki is going to be here, and I think a veteran can attend this event rather hopefully, and let me explain why. First of all, we are finding now in the surveys made by the federal government that there are large numbers of jobs that we need skilled people to fill. So this will help to put the veterans who have skills into jobs. It also will see to it that this helps this part of the country to continue its recovery by seeing to it that veterans who are eligible to do jobs and who have the capability to do jobs are able to find them and fit in them and get back to work. So, and there are going to be all kinds of assistance, One, to employers in finding veterans. Two, to veterans in finding jobs. Three, to meet for veterans if they need to, or employers one-on-one to discuss how veterans may be hired or how veterans may get into jobs. And it is going to be very important, because there is a major effort on the part of the federal government to see to it that we terminate these problems that our veterans have in terms of jobs, housing, and addressing their problems of dealing with employment and their families and their education. Because the VA, this is aside from the other things, the VA is now fully funded to see to it that it has the money it needs to provide for health care, including the emotional problems that vets have from having fought the kind of nasty war that they're fighting over there. So it's a worthwhile thing for our veterans to come to, and we very much hope that any veteran that has need, or any employer who is a veteran or is not a veteran and wants to hire veterans, will come, so that everybody can learn about the programs available to help veterans to get into and get over, to get into the society and get over the problems that they are confronting in terms of getting back into the society.
Folks, that's part of the Veterans Retraining Assistant Program. So you'll be able to get all that information down there at the Cobo Center next week. And I'm looking at Dale. He's writing all kinds of notes. Say something, Dale.
I'm writing notes. Congressman Dingell, thank you so much for being on the program. I'm really excited about this job fair in Detroit. It's 3 days worth of opportunity, not only for veterans to find jobs, and I know we'll get more into the details, and we're going to be redundant. Just like we were talking earlier about the military, redundant. repeat things over and over until we can finally understand it. But it's running on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you are a veteran coming down to the job fair, make sure that you bring some sort of identification to prove that you are a veteran, your VA card, your military ID, your DD-214. You're going to have the opportunity to meet employers. People that are veteran-owned businesses are going to have an opportunity to talk to people down there about getting the special treatment that a veteran-owned business gets working with the government. So there's a lot of different opportunity, and this is supposedly going to be one of the largest job fairs around the country.
All under one roof.
All under one roof.
That's what's so cool.
I've got to ring off, and I thank you and Dale for your kindness and your hospitality, for your leadership, and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Dingell.
Congressman Dingell, in closing, what message would you give to all the veterans across the country? Did we lose them? We lost them.
He had another call.
He had another call. Okay. Well, that happens when you're live on the radio. Okay. Nina? Let's go right to the chief of the VA, the Ann Arbor VA. Okay, we got that. Mr. McDivitt, how are you doing?
Yes, good morning, Bob.
Oh, yeah, the wonderful technologies that we have that we're doing. That's wonderful. Folks, we're talking right now with Mr. Rob McDivitt, who's chief of the Ann Arbor VA health system right here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good to be back. Good morning.
And you would like to say something to everybody out there, because the Ann Arbor VA had a lot to do with sponsoring this job fair get together next week in Cobo. Go ahead.
Right. We're one of the sponsoring agencies for the Veterans Hiring Fair open house next week at Cobo Center. We're also privileged to be one of the 230 employers who will be offering nearly 25,000 jobs to veterans at the hiring fair. We're very excited about that. I know you're going to hear more from Dr. Ginny Kreisman, our assistant director, but I just want to tell all the veterans out there, come down to Cobo Center, and we in the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System are a proud sponsor of the event.
Well, we want to thank you very much for offering this little introduction to the job fair and to coming on the program, because it really helps to hear directly from the folks that are putting this on. Isn't that right, Dale, when you hear it exactly from the ones that are doing this?
I do, and the number of 25,000 possible jobs is great.
Yes.
And it's a great opportunity for these men and women to hopefully go down there and, you know, make that connection, because it's all about who you know. It seems like, to get a job sometimes, and you're going to get the opportunity to meet the people that have the ability to hire you.
Hire you, folks. Go out
there. Don't forget to dress up.
Heck yes, yes. Don't come in shorts and, what do they call that? Not a T-shirt. Well, whatever. Whatever they call those shirts. And what we heard from Congressman Dingell is that this has been funded already. So this whole effort, the retraining, the effort to go out and connect veterans with jobs has been fully funded. Do you want to comment on that, Mr. McDivitt?
Sure. This is an activity of the Department of Veterans Affairs. As you heard from Congressman Dingell, Secretary Eric Shinseki, a member of the President's Cabinet and the head of the VA, will be here all week and is the sponsor for the event. This is part of VA's effort to do business with veterans, to help veterans who own small businesses, to grow those businesses, and as you've talked about again and again, to help veterans get jobs. And we think that's one of the most important missions of the department right now, and are so pleased that the secretary is coming to town in support of that.
Wow, that's having everybody there. So, folks, if you really, really want to come down and do something and get yourself started, get yourself on the road, or maybe even a relative. Could be a son, daughter, uncle, aunt, friend. Get them to go to that link. We'd like to have you signed up ahead of time. Isn't that right, Mr. McDivitt?
Yes, if you can sign up ahead of time, they'll be ready. As you said, interviews will be conducted on the spot for those who are interested in jobs and qualified. And again, we couldn't be more excited to be part of this.
Well, we couldn't be more excited to have you on the program again. Well, thank you for this little invocation, right, Dale? He's shaking his head. Yes, absolutely. Invocation as a personal invite to you folks. Thank you very much, Mr. McDivitt, and we'll look forward to seeing you down in Cobo next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Wow.
There you go.
I know. We got two heavy hitters just like that.
I think
that's how big this is.
It is, and we know the concern. You really like the idea that Congressman Dingell was talking about what George Washington said, and that's been kind of our mantra here at Veterans Radio for 8 years now, is that how can you expect anybody to join the military if you don't take care of them when they're done? How can you expect anybody, the next generation, to go forward and follow in the footsteps if you're not getting the care and help that you need with the jobs and with the health care and so on and so forth? I think that there have been many, many things that have occurred over the last 12 years, as a matter of fact, with the mandatory funding now for the VA. They get a 2-year budget. They don't have to go begging to Congress anymore.
And
it's not just tooting our own horn, but it's us and it's organizations just like us that just keep knocking on the door and finally kicking it in and said, listen, you got to take care of these men and women. You send them into harm's way. You better stand behind them when they get home. And this is what we're talking about here. Today is a big, big event that we're going to be being able to go
huge,
to next week.
Huge.
And the idea that the secretary is going to be there the whole week, I think, is just a big sign.
You want to meet the guy?
Yeah.
You want to meet the guy?
Well, I'm sure, to say? I'm
sure
that he's going to have his entourage around him. I had this has been a kind of a culmination of a couple of good weeks going on. Last week we had the honor of going down to the Michigan International Speedway with the Army and to talk to them about jobs and what they're doing as far as their recruiting is concerned, and met a 3-star general. And I'll bet, you know something I learned last week?
What was
this
that?
This is for our fact. There are only 300 slots for generals in the Army, the entire Army. There's only 300 of them.
Okay, folks, so don't have your resume for that.
But of those 300, there are only 50 3- and 4-star generals. And we had the privilege of meeting one last week.
And we've had a couple on.
And we've had a couple on,
couple
the, program.
On the program.
But the idea is that they have been through the ranks themselves, and they really are determined to help these men and women, when they get out of the service, to get jobs and continue on with their lives and be successful. And that's what we have to do. We have to get them a job right away. Can't have time to sit around and think.
Oh,
I've got to get them to school or get them a job.
Get them a job. I want to go down there right now. I mean, I'm getting so excited. I will be there. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So look for me. Look for Dale. How will you know what you look like, Bob? Well, you can go to our website at www.veteransradio.net, and you can...
There are some photographs there then and now,
yeah,
which is really frightening.
Yeah, find out about us. Okay, Nina, I think we'd like to go to the Medal of Honor, so take it away.
Are you a veteran small business owner interested in federal contracting, developing your business, or networking with other small businesses? If so, the National Veterans Small Business Conference, June 26 to 29 at Detroit's Cobo Center, is the place to be. Sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs, this is a premier event for veteran-owned small businesses and the door to federal contracting opportunities. Register today by visiting www.nationalveteransconference.com.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them.
Major Patrick Brady rescued 51 men in one day. Details after this.
Are you a veteran looking for a great career? We can help. The Department of Veterans Affairs invites you to a free veterans hiring fair June 26 to 28. VA, other federal agencies, and private corporations will be at the Cobo Center to offer valuable career opportunities, one-on-one counseling, and even on-the-spot interviews. For more information, visit www.vaforvets.va.gov/Detroit.
Brady was flying medevac helicopters on his second tour in Vietnam when he volunteered to rescue two badly wounded South Vietnamese soldiers in enemy territory. When he arrived, the site was shrouded in fog. He descended slowly until he saw the tops of trees and then moved sideways to the landing site. Despite heavy enemy fire, he was able to locate the soldiers and evacuated them. Brady was called to another fogged-in area where American casualties lay close to enemy lines. He lowered his chopper through the fog and found a stream bed that led to the wounded. In all, he made five flights to rescue 39 GIs. On his third mission, the controls on his chopper were hit, but he managed to get home. He got a replacement chopper and returned. On his fourth mission, Brady watched a mine explode near the landing site, forcing another medevac to leave. Brady went in and set his chopper in the skid marks of the other craft. Two crew members were carrying a stretcher to the chopper when one stepped on a mine. The explosion blew a hole in Brady's craft. He managed to get it off the ground and delivered the six severely wounded men to the aid station. He picked up another helicopter and kept flying. In all, he evacuated 51 men that day. 400 bullet holes were counted in the helicopters he flew that day. Brady went on to become a major general in the United States Army. He was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Nixon on October 9th, 1969.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
And, of course, we all know that one's the Washington Post March. I want you to march down to Cobo Center next week for the Vets Hiring Fair in Detroit. And with me, as our guest is going to close out the program, is Dr. Ginny Kreisman, who is the Assistant Director of the VA of Ann Arbor Health System. She became the Assistant Director in 2009. She has championed program improvements, and it would take me half the program to read all of her accomplishments. So I'm going to do this. I'm just going to say she's a member of the Detroit leadership team that brought you the National Veterans Conference to Detroit in June of 2012. Welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to talk about the National Veterans Conference down in Detroit at the Cobo Center. It's going to be an excellent opportunity. It's an unprecedented event. It's veteran-focused. It's one-stop access for health benefits, for regular benefits, for access to businesses. It's all about the veteran and an opportunity for them to come and see what is available to them, perhaps get a job, perhaps get some coaching for a job or some interviewing skills. It's going to be an excellent opportunity. There will be a small business conference associated with it, so there will be opportunity for veteran-owned businesses to come in and learn all the things they need to know to be to provide services to the government and have access to provide business.
So often I hear from veterans, oh, I don't participate. I don't know how to get in touch with anybody. And this will be all under one roof.
This is an excellent opportunity.
This is it.
If you really want to come in, you've never had that opportunity to access the system or the VA healthcare system or the benefits program or business opportunities, and you just feel it's a little undaunting, this is an excellent opportunity. Bring down your DD-214,
oh, yeah.
Register online, and come on down to the Cobo Center and have an opportunity to see what healthcare services are provided, what benefits are provided. Perhaps do a job interview or get some coaching skills on how to write a resume or so forth. Get it, if you're a small business, register for the small business and see how you can start learning to connect with the federal agencies and create a business opportunity there. It is all under one roof. It's 3 days.
Does it cost any money?
It's free, absolutely free to veterans who are seeking
their
jobs.
How about their spouses? Of course, that's all included.
If their spouse would like to come with them or a caregiver to the open house, feel free to register online and come on in.
Now, I have this start. I have this like 4 stars. And once again, I want you to talk about the proof because you got to come down with something. So go ahead and give us that.
If you're, you have to show proof of military service as a veteran if you want to have access to the hiring fair or the small the hiring fair. So we recommend that you bring either your military ID, your VA ID, or your VA hospital card. Or if you haven't accessed the healthcare system yet, bring your DD-214. That would be the best option for those that have not had the opportunity to connect with the VA healthcare system or the benefits programs.
And what if you don't have any of this? What can you do then?
We will actually have individuals there that will help pull that information out of the system for you.
Bingo.
So now, I want to jump in here and just make sure that people understand that this is not just for Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. This is also for any veteran that's out there that needs help.
Ooh, good today. Point. Good point.
I mean, they're concentrating on this particular generation coming home. But don't forget, if you're out there and you're a Vietnam vet or a
Absolutely.
Gulf War I
sure.
vet or Grenada, whatever it happens to be, this is your opportunity to find out what's going on in the system, too.
And remember, the healthcare services span all generations. So it's for your healthcare services for all generations of service. If you're coming for a job, it doesn't matter. You could even be currently employed as a veteran, but you're seeking to look at other additional opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's an excellent opportunity, and it's for all small businesses. The one thing is, the Small Business Conference is open for all businesses, small or large, but it's an opportunity.
That's day 3, right?
All 3 days.
Oh, all 3 days. Okay.
So this is a 3-day event. The hiring fair will be 3 days. So if you can't get off work on Tuesday and you need to come down on Wednesday, you'll be fine. Just need to register online. If you want to come to the open house, it's available all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The hours are 10 to 7, so if you can't come until after work, say you're already working but you want to see what the open house has to offer, or you're a caregiver and you want to see what benefits are available, you can come from later after work or later in the day. And then also the small business conference goes from Tuesday through Friday.
Now, again, folks, there are 3 major events, and I really want to highlight this. The VA for Vets Hiring Fair, mm-hmm. And I think they should bring resumes.
Yes, and if they go online, they can bring it. Actually, if they go online and sign up for the VA for Vets, .va.gov, or you can actually just go to the www.nationalveteransconference.com. If you go online there and you select Hiring Fair, it'll take you to a website where you can upload your resume, you can upload your skills that you obtained in the military. But not only if you haven't had the opportunity to be selected for an interview or come down for one of the 24,000 jobs that we are offering.
24,000! Wow.
We do have classes, and we'll actually help translate your military service into services that the private sector will understand. We'll help you with career counseling. We'll provide interview coaching. We'll have several classes offered during the whole time to provide career readiness. So
this is just terrific. It's just terrific that they are offering these services because you know, one of the things that we all have to learn when we come out of the service is how to work with civilians and how to talk civilian again. And so we need to know what the buzzwords are or the, you know, what terminology they want us to talk about. You know, how to, as you mentioned, being able to transfer our skills from being in the military to civilian life.
And when do you bring those skills during an interview? When do you bring
them up? When do you bring it up? Because they're always going to ask, what did you do in the service? Well, you don't want to just tell them that you were a gunner.
Yeah.
You need to talk about your leadership skills and how you were a squad leader or you had to take over. And I think it's important for all of you out there to have some story to tell these employers that will show that you have these leadership skills that they're always looking for.
And one thing that we've talked about, Dale and I, has been that when you work with veterans, they know how to.
We know how to follow orders.
Follow orders. That's right.
But they also have the ability to think on their feet and to make a change in their plans. They know through their experience that plan A doesn't always work. And as soon as the bullets start flying, plan A goes out the window. And you got to go to plan B, plan C, plan D. So they're able to think on their feet. They're able to improvise. They're able to help.
And I would like to, at this moment, talk about the archive section on our website because, 3 weeks ago, we had the 30 management principles that are taught to Marines. We have the 30 management principles. And go back to that program, folks. And if you are a Marine, go back to that program and you get a chance to look at that, listen to it, and use some of those because that's what employers want to hear. Can you get the job done? What are you going to do for me? And less on how it came to be. So be prepared. And if you don't have a resume, they will help you put one together. Gosh, this is so exciting. This is so cool. And Dr. Kreisman is raising her hand. Go ahead.
You know, for the 5,800 veterans that have already signed up for the event,
wow.
They were assigned a coaching right off the bat who called them at home, who helped them write their resume, who is providing interview coaching skills, will help walk them through the process. Many of them were able to, we had jobs posted online, they were able to go in and schedule interviews. So there will be actual interviews on site for those folks that have already registered. So other than you can have career readiness if you're not quite there yet, or there's actual folks that will be down there interviewing for jobs. In the last 7 months, they've had several hiring fairs, and they've been able to offer jobs to veterans, tentative selections as they've walked out the door. So this is not just a career readiness event, although we'll be offering all those tools and all those opportunities for veterans mm-hmm. to come in, but there will be veterans that will be walking out of this event with a tentative job offer in their hand.
Wow.
I think that's so important.
Oh,
the other thing is that to so remember
cool.
for our audience, especially our veteran audiences, this is a veteran-friendly environment. When you walk in there, you're going to be surrounded by people that are encouraging veterans to come down and apply for these jobs. You may run into some friends that you haven't seen
sure.
in years, months,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
weeks, and so forth. That are it just sounds like a great opportunity to be in a safe place.
I want to touch a little bit on resume. If you have a resume, I'm not going to bring it down. Yes, bring it down because they will help you punch it up. You need this, folks. I need this. Dale, no, you don't need this, Dale. No. Dale and I are doing just fine. However, so bring that resume down with you. Bring your ideas down. This is the place to clear that and to get yourself some direction to go down that road.
Yes.
Dr. Kreisman.
Yes, they have a state-of-the-art translator system that will help translate those acronyms that you use a lot in the
so
military
many.
That are not very common in the private sector, and will help translate that over to a more understandable option for the folks in the private sector. I want to point out, of those jobs, we almost have up to 25,000 jobs available. They're private, they're state, they're local. About 6,000 of those jobs are in the local Michigan area. But they are national, too, and they're offered for those folks that are willing and would like to consider moving to different directions and to obtain a job of their local. The VA healthcare system alone is offered over 100 here in the Michigan state area.
Now, I wanted to, this was a partnership. This was a partnership with the present administration. And I'll tell you, folks, I want to say that because there is money being spent. This isn't to do with politics. It has to do with this is a major event. And tell us, Dr. Kreisman, about how this came about with Michelle Obama and the Joining Forces Initiative.
Yeah. So this is, under the direction of the Joining Forces Initiative, it's bringing those private sector companies and asking them to bring forward jobs for veterans only. So we've joined forces, the VA Healthcare, VA Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Joining Forces Initiative by Ms. Michelle by Ms. Obama. We've joined forces with them. We've been able to go out and obtain jobs from private sector entities, corporations, large corporations, GM, those big ones out there that are national and have opportunities locally and nationally, to bring these jobs in and service. So she's brought hundreds of jobs available just for veterans, just for the veterans to have that opportunity to come together and serve their country in this new journey through life. It's an excellent opportunity, and we're hoping to make a big difference in veterans' life by using this Joining Forces Initiative.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool to come home if you're not employed right now and to have the following week, you got the 4th of July coming up, and boy, what a way to celebrate, Dale?
I think it will really, it just helps you so much psychologically to have, when you come home and you get out of the service and you have something to do, because when we sit around and we think about what we did or didn't do, and, that's where some of the problems come into play, and I think it's so important that these men and women take advantage of this opportunity to come down and talk to people. Just find out what's going on. I think it's so important. The military today is very proactive in trying to help their people when they get out of this service. There's a lot of out-processing, I guess would be the term. I don't know what they use in civilian world anymore. But, still, your life has changed. And people have to understand this, that you're never going to be the same as you were when you went in. You're going to come out hopefully more mature, you've had experiences in your life, you're going to have a little bit more direction, we hope, and this is going to help you do that. You don't necessarily have to go back to where you were. There's a lot of opportunity here, and there's a lot of veteran-owned businesses that you are going to meet up with there. There are many businesses that are out there that you can emulate. The best example I can think of is Fred Smith at Federal Express, who was a Marine pilot in Vietnam.
Yes. Dan Gilbert.
Dan Gilbert of Quicken Loans,
absolutely,
is out to help.
He's bringing on 2,500 right there, and that wasn't even included in this.
They had a special job fair a couple of weeks ago, and they opened up a particular time period just for veterans. So the opportunities are there for you. And using today's media and social media, I know that many of you young men and women are connected a lot more than we are.
Are you connected?
I think so, but sometimes I can't figure it out every day. But I want to encourage people to go down there. And, again, I really want to highlight the idea that this is open to all veterans. We've got two great medical facilities here within 60 miles of each other. We've got the Dingell VA Center, and we've also got the Ann Arbor VA. We've got one up in Saginaw over in Battle Creek. On the wood.
Go ahead, Nina.
I think it's great that Congressman John Dingell made a point to encourage non-military employers to come up to the job fair. The Detroit Free Press ran an article in the last month which pointed out that this is the first generation of employers who are not veterans. And there's a disconnect currently between employers and veterans, so I appreciate that Congressman Dingell encouraged non-veterans to come out to this event.
Well, folks, you're hearing that from a 24-year-old, so she knows. She's out there. She's talking to those young people. Wow. I'm getting excited again. Small business conference participants can connect with the procurement decision makers. That's huge. You have a small business and you want to connect with with the folks that may want to buy your product. And you can go there and talk with them, maybe get some more business.
Yeah, the small,
Dr. Kreisman, you have something to say about that?
Yeah, the Small Business Conference is an excellent idea for business owners, small business owners, whether they be veteran-owned or women-owned, or both women veteran-owned businesses. But they're an opportunity for them to meet with folks in federal agencies, what we call procurement decision makers, or those folks that have the ability to award a contract to a business. You'll have access to a lot of the senior leadership, national senior leadership, not those, just those in the area. There will be training sessions on some of the basic business requirements, but there will also be training sessions that will help set you up on understanding the steps and the processes to create linkage with the federal agencies and to present yourself. There also will be networking opportunities. You'll have dinner. There will be dinners and breakfasts and receptions where you can actually meet with the procurement decision makers.
You can schmooze with them.
You can do a little schmoozing with them. And then also there will be about there's an expo, and about 500 businesses are going to be presenting their wares and what their service they have to offer and their products they have to offer, and an opportunity for these procurement decision makers to come through and see what you have to offer. So it's a win-win situation. You have training opportunities, you have networking opportunities, and you have an opportunity to demonstrate what services you can offer to veterans and to federal agencies and how to get connected. You know, sometimes the system can be a little unwieldy, and we're going to give you kind of the roadmap on how to work with your small business and how to get connected to federal agencies, veteran-owned, women-owned, disabled American veterans.
Think about how huge that is, folks. You have something to sell to the federal government, or you want to buy something, there it is. It's going to be available to you. I want to say one thing that has always helped me, besides having a resume, I'd recommend that you get some business cards made just with your name and contact information. Maybe it might not be a resume, but here's my card. I will contact you if you'd like, have somebody contact me. I'd like to bring that out, that has always worked for me. I think you can get those at Kinko's, whatever. They're cheap, and man, if it gets you a great job, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think the other thing, and maybe you can address these issues, is we talked about the idea of bringing in, bringing your resume and so forth with you. Is there any other recommendations that you might have of how they can prepare for this?
How they can prepare for the hiring fair?
Mm-hmm.
Well, make sure they have the DD-214. I always tell folks that right off the bat. How they can prepare is to, dress appropriately, take an opportunity to go on the VA for Vets and go through some of the skills and the interviewing techniques and resume building options. Even if you don't have a chance to get registered online, take that opportunity to go into that website, vaforvets.va.gov, and go in there. They have interviewing tips, coaching skills. They can sign you up with a coach if you're not going to be able to make it next week for some unfortunate reason.
Mm-hmm. That's
let
a
us,
good point. Yeah.
Let us go ahead, because this is ongoing. This is not mm-hmm. a one single event. It is a single event when it comes to bringing everybody together in Detroit. But that VA for Vets has been up and running for a while, and these services are available to you long after this program mm-hmm. is.
Well, we're coming up on our third break. Mm-hmm. And we'll be going back to Dr. Kreisman in just a moment, right after this important message.
Attention, veteran small business owners. Are you interested in federal contracting, looking to expand your business, or making face-to-face contact with government buyers and other small businesses? If so, the National Veteran Small Business Conference, June 26 to 29, at Detroit's Cobo Center is the place to be. Sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs, this is the premier event for veteran-owned small businesses and an excellent opportunity to further your business and take advantage of available opportunities. Register today by visiting www.nationalveteransconference.com.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
What a rowdy audience we
have. It is. They're clapping already. I just wanted to say this, too. If you're looking for, yeah, we got to mention the burial benefits. What does that mean to you? That will also be available down there. So everything's there. Come on down. Bring a pad. Bring paper. Bring resumes. Bring business cards if you have them. But most of all, bring yourself. Dale, you got something to say.
Well, we were just talking during the break briefly about getting prepared for the opportunity for these jobs. And so one of the things that I recommend to my students in my communication classes is to always have what they call an elevator speech, about a two-minute PR piece just about you to tell the employer what you can do to help them. You have to establish in their mind that they need you. And so whatever it happens to be, you know, hi, I'm Joe Jones, I was this and I was there, and this is what I can provide for your company. If you get online soon enough, maybe you could possibly find out some of the employers that are there, and this is, again, another skill that everybody always recommends. Find out about the company. You know, they're always wowed. They love to talk about themselves. It's just human nature. So if you're running XYZ company and you go up and talk to the president of XYZ, say, hey, I just noticed that you guys introduced this new product. They're going to, what's this person's name, and put it down there. So just some things that to remember. Dr. Kreisman was talking about not only is this a job fair where you can come down and do these things, but the VA is offering a lot of other opportunities for you. So could you just kind of touch on that a little bit? Sorry to step on you, Bob.
Yes, there's also an open house there, which is an excellent opportunity to come down and look and see what it will offer e-benefits and an opportunity to get hooked up with the benefits there. We'll have programs and booths where we'll be able to provide you information and or services with regards to home-based primary care, how you might get services at a community-based outpatient clinic and what is available. We'll have folks from the Ending Homeless Program there. So it's a wide range, and the National Cemetery will have a wide range of services provided there. And that's available for the veteran, and perhaps his caregiver or spouse is available to come. You just come in and register online or register when you come down there if you don't have an opportunity to do it before. In addition to providing those services there, we will also, for those, we talked about it being a one-stop access. And if you're just coming into the healthcare system and you've brought your DD-214 and you're eligible for services, we can actually do medical exams. We'll have medical exam rooms available for
right there
for veterans, for women veterans. We'll have their own opportunity for them to provide services there, and some primary dental. If you have a prosthetics a device and you need adjustment, we will have a van that will provide those services there. So it's not just to come and pick up my brochure opportunity, although there will be plenty of opportunities for that, but it's also we're going to offer some services. So as I said, it's a one-stop access opportunity where you can come in and look for a job, get hooked up with your health care. There'll be colleges there that will be talking about their programs that are available for veterans if you're still wanting to go back for some training. I've never known a situation where we've been able to have all these under one roof. 3 days, 10 to 7 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
How about food? Is that going to be available? Is there going to be a food court?
There are a food court out in the registration area.
Okay, so you don't have to leave to go eat in downtown Detroit. You can...
Yeah, you don't have to. And the other thing I will offer, too, is we have a victory lounge and a welcome lounge, place to get a drink of water. Maybe you're in between interviews or you just need a break. You just come in from outside. We'll have those lounging opportunities for our veterans so that they can spiffy up a little bit before they go back for their interview.
And I have to say, this certainly does sound as though it is well planned out, and you're going to be prepared. And just the opportunity to – everything's available for all of you within the sound of our voice. We are within 600 miles of Detroit. I would strongly encourage you to come on down to check out this opportunity for a job. Find out about your health care. Find out about your benefits. If you've had an injury or something while you're in their service, maybe you could start that claim going. There's a lot of things that are available to you, and the professionals are going to be there, and they want to help. So let us do that. Let us help you.
In addition, we'll offer there'll be folks that provide services to veterans, some faith-based programs, some community programs, state programs. The Arsenal will be there. Different. It's a whole community event. So even though we might have the VA sponsoring it, we've really reached out to try to bring in the whole community to support our veterans in this process. So in addition to those that are provided by the VA, there will be services provided by other companies or other nonprofit organizations available at the open house and for veterans to stop by and see what's offered.
A quick reminder to those of you employers that are looking at the possibility of hiring a veteran, you get a $5,600 tax credit if you hire one, and if you hire a disabled veteran, you get a $9,600 tax credit. So there's a big encouragement out there to help these men and women. Help them. They will help you. They're going to pay you back tenfold if you give them the
absolutely.
Opportunity.
Absolutely. Okay, I got my car. I want to go down. Where do I park the thing?
You can poke at the Cobo Center. It actually has about 3,000 parking spaces available at the Cobo Center.
And I think you have to pay for that, though.
I think you do.
Yeah, I think it's $10, right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be any public transportation from a site?
We currently, we don't have, you can use the usual public opportunities, but we do have some of the different facilities are actually helping to bring some of our veterans down from our programs from the Ann Arbor VA, the Detroit AA.
Oh, okay.
And
so they will be leaving from the Ann Arbor VA going down there, correct?
It's folks that they've already arranged to bring down. So we are actually actively in the last few weeks been working to bring some folks down and provide those transportation, but it's not necessarily open to the general public.
Got it. Okay. Well, we've got 2 minutes left. Dale, he's sitting there. He's got a big smile on his face.
I can't wait to go down there.
I'm
only available. If you want to really see what's going on, come on down to Cobo Hall. Veterans Radio, we're going to be there
We're going to be there.
One or both of us will be there. Nina's going to be there. She's excited about this. You can hear she's concerned about it's her generation.
And, bingo.
I think it's so important that we help these men and women get back on their feet because 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, they're going to be us.
Yes.
And they're going to be...
Saying the same thing.
Saying the same thing, I hope, to make sure that you support your veterans. And this is what we're doing. We want to make sure that we support our veterans. If we ask them to do things, we got to back them up.
Dr. Kreisman, do you have a final? We have a minute. Do you have a final something that you'd like to say to our listeners?
I just want to just remind folks that it's from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 7 p.m., and that it's free to the veteran. The hiring fair and the open house are free to the veteran. If you have an opportunity to register it online, please do so. But even if you don't, please make sure you come on. We'll have on-site registration.
I wanted to mention that you can park anywhere near a People Mover, and the People Movers bring you directly to Cobo Hall.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, Nina. That's from our younger generation. Yes, sir. You know, and I had that happen to me at the Big Boy. Somebody came up to me and said, thank you, just like that, and shook my hand. I think that is so cool. Do more of that, folks. We'd like to see more.
As our partner always said, what have you done to help a vet today?
Ooh, I like that. He's sitting on our shoulder. God bless you, Gary. Absolutely. Okay, folks. There's 20 seconds left. Dr. Kreisman, want to thank you very much for being on the program today. Please come back again.
Thank you for this opportunity to serve veterans.
Okay. Dale, I want to thank you for being on the program as usual.
It's always my pleasure. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking about POWs and MIAs and how that whole organization got
started. Okay. In the meantime, you are dismissed.
All views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or this station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.